In Louisiana, some local foods practically have their own fan clubs. Think crawfish and crabs, Creole tomatoes, and ponchatoula strawberries. This is the stuff that makes eating local second nature in New Orleans. These days, the shopping list for people looking to eat local has been expanding pretty fast as more homegrown brands proliferate and small producers crop up. In the weeks ahead, however, you may start seeing a different side of local food, one that might include the innovative, the overlooked or underutilized, and even the invasive. It could turn up on a foraging field trip for wild edible plants in urban parks, or at a so-called trash fish happy hour to sample Gulf seafood that doesn't usually make it to the dock. It could even be a rooftop dinner in Central City with a menu of wild boar, nutria, lionfish, and kudzu. These events are all part of the annual Eat Local Challenge. Held each June, it's a free-form happening and collection of special events intended to get people in the New Orleans area eating more local more often. It's called a challenge because people who register for it pledge to eat foods produced within a 200-mile radius of the city for the whole month. Now, that can mean eating local exclusively or picking a less stringent level, more to try things out. Beyond the challenge, there are plenty of one-off Eat Local events in June, ranging from cocktail parties and bicycle tours of urban farms to hands-on demos for making your own rice noodles, your own baby food, or your own beer. And some of these events delve quite a bit deeper, challenging ideas not just for how we define local, but also how we define food. That explains a foraging walk in Audubon Park, guided by a botany professor to show the nutrient-packed plant life growing underfoot. And it's the reason behind that trash fish happy hour coming to the Warehouse District, showing the culinary potential of seafood that isn't yet on the menu mainstream. The same spirit inspires the invasive species dinner, a meal built around plants and animals that didn't start out local, but happened to be flourishing in Louisiana and causing problems. Hence the wild boar, the lionfish and kudzu, and yes, the nutria. There was a well-publicized effort back in the 90s to get people interested in eating nutria, the critters which are currently eating our wetlands. That didn't exactly make it a culinary hit, and the prospect of a semi-aquatic rodent remains a pretty hard sell. But that's just one ingredient at one dinner on a June calendar full of events aimed at expanding your food horizons. And in New Orleans, sometimes that starts by realizing that we really do have a lot to work with, and a tradition for it. That might start with the Gulf shrimp bought from a roadside ice chest, the ducks your brother-in-law bagged during hunting season, or the sack of kitchen staples you fill at your local grocery. But that's not where it needs to end. Keep your eyes peeled this month, and you'll likely find local food in the darndest places. You can get details on the Eat Local Challenge and its events at wwno.org.